Did you hear that word around here?
Not often. Not often.
Okay. What about a really light-skinned colored person?
Real light-skinned? Fair, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Fair. You say they're blonde or a light complexion.
Yeah, but a colored person.
Colored person with a light...
Uh-huh.
The expression used to be, he's a ginger cake color.
Ginger cake?
Ginger cake color.
Uh-huh.
That bothered me, and he's between the black and the white, you see.
Uh-huh. Did he probably have some white blood in him?
Yeah. And you see, if he'd have some white blood in him, probably some Indian blood,
uh-huh,
and you could mix the Indians and the African Negroes, and some of them would be fair complexion.
Mm-hmm.
The ginger cake color. Then when you mix the white man and the color, either way, well then that's where you got this light colored man. It's the ginger cake they call.
I see. Okay, now, I'm interested in names for groups of people, both, say, talking about white people now, that aren't very well off. Okay, but they don't care much. They won't ever amount to much. They're too lazy to work.
Yeah.
What might you call them?
Well, the general expression that is used in my day is said, well, or just low down. Class of people don't care for themselves, got no self-respect.
Uh-huh.
Or care for anything. All they want to do is just get through the world as easy as possible. They won't work.
Yeah.
Loafer, in other words.
Would you use the word poor white?
Poor white trash, I've heard that used lots of times.
Uh-huh.
Poor white trash. Call them trash.
Yeah.
Things like that. Let me see that gentleman just a minute.
Are there any names for people that like live way up in the mountains?
Yeah. Used to when I was a boy, they called them Hoosiers. Mountain Hoosiers. I already got that Hoosier business.
Yeah.
But mountaineers or mountain Hoosiers. Used to come down when I was a small boy, they used to haul apples out of the eastern part of this state in the fall of the year.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you could take a wagon team, load this wagon with apples, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just come out of the eastern part of the state, a lot of apples growing up there in that. Well, not exactly in the eastern part, it's the eastern part of the middle Tennessee here.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd pick those apples, you see, and sometimes go way down to Jackson, near to Memphis. And they call them the mountain Hoosiers,
Yeah. Picking
apples.
Okay,
Sometimes they had moonshine apple brandy with them, too.
Any other names for groups of people like that, like someone who lives way out in the country, what he might be called, or?
Oh, country Hoosiers or country hunks, something I've heard that expression used a lot.
Country hunks?
Country hunks, I don't.
Uh-huh.
But.
Was there anything colored people, any words colored people would call white people?
No, not in particular. Only when I say white folks and so talking about the people they're connected with, talking about them, speaking of them, say that if you had colored help, you talk about the white folks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way they referred to it.